Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is, you have obeyed and not denied the name of Jesus. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? That's coming from the Word of God in Revelation chapter 3. We are reading the Bible in 1 year. I hope you can join me and read the Bible again. At the end of this month, we'll be done for 2017. And in January 1st, we'll start with Genesis. And it will be in January 1st. I encourage you to be a part of the Bible Book Club and learn as much as you can about the Word of God. You know why? The Word of God is not just a book. It isn't a book. In fact, Jesus in the Bible, it says that the Word of God is a sword, like a gun, like a weapon that we can use in order to gain our victory. But if we don't know the words, and the reason that it's a sword, because the Bible says that the Word of God enters, pierces our heart, and discerns between the good and the bad, and it pulls out. It's able to pull out the bad things and keep depositing the good things into our heart. What is the good things? The Word of God. Because we cannot live without the Word of God. We're really not reaching our potential unless we're reading the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to renew our minds, to enter our hearts, and then back it up by the Holy Spirit, teaching us and guiding us. We have a whole army behind us if we do what God tell us to do. Read the Word of God. Meditate on His Word. Learn how to use the Word of God as the weapon. You will become a victorious Christian. Amen. So we're reading Revelation chapter 3, and it says, write this letter to the church of Philadelphia. This is the seven letters to the seven churches. And how did this letter come to being? Jesus revealed himself to John, who was on the Isle of Patmos, and he was told to write down everything he saw and everything he heard. And that's what he did. And the first couple chapters in Revelation is about letters to the seven churches that was established by the apostles. And they needed guidance. And so Paul would write to them the guidance. But here, Jesus physically spoke with the disciple John. This message is sent to you by the one who is holy and true and has the key of David to open up what no man can shut and to shut what no man can open. I know you well. You aren't strong, but you have tried to obey and have not denied my name. Those are two things that is so important. You try to obey. You may not know how to obey. You may not know the voice of God and not know how to obey God. But the second part says, you have not denied my name. Whose name? The name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus said, you can use my name. In my name, there is power. In his, there is no other name like the name of Jesus. Jesus has a name above every name, the Word of God says. They said that the demons tremble at the name of Jesus. No name, God gave him that name. And you know, till today, to hear that name, because, why? Because then you have a responsibility to make a decision about whether you're going to let Jesus into your heart or you're not. Are you going to serve God or you're not? And in the Old Testament, God expected you to expect the people to do exactly as he said. But in the New Testament, he sent Jesus to die on the cross because he knew that men could not save themselves, even by following the law. They couldn't do it. They would fail in some way. And we fail all the time. But now we have an advocate. We have a savior. We have a deliverer. It's not about us. It is about how much God loved us, that he sent his son so that we could come to him and the door could be open where we could have fellowship with him because of Jesus. That's why the name of Jesus is power. The name of Jesus, you can be healed. In Jesus' name, you can overcome every situation. When you call on Jesus, he will answer. And Jesus is the answer for the world today. Have you ever heard that song? Jesus is the answer for the world today. Because you have patiently obeyed me, despite the persecution, therefore, I will protect you from the time of the great tribulation and temptation, which will come upon the world to test everyone. That means the president all the way down to the slaves. Whoever it is, you will be tested now. Why? Because this is the time of the great tribulation and temptation not to honor God. Look, I'm coming soon. Who's saying that? Jesus, to the little strength that you have, so that no one will take it away. No one will take away your crown. As for the one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will be secure, and he will go out no more, and I will write my God's name on him, and he will be a citizen in the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from my God, and he will have my name inscribed upon him. Friends, there is no other name which we may be saved. You cannot get saved in the name of Allah. You cannot get saved in any of anybody's name. There is no other God. The Bible says that thieves and robbers lying to you. His name is Jesus. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name in heaven, under heaven, given among men whereby we must be saved. And you know what? He wants you to be saved. A lot of people say, oh, he wouldn't want me. I'm such a bad sinner. You know what? We're all bad sinners. And to God, he doesn't have a degree about the worst sin and the least sin. Sin is sin. If you know the Ten Commandments, it says, thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. And you shall not have any gods before me. Have you kept that word? Or you haven't? You shall not worship any graven image. You will not make a statue and honor it. Remember the Sabbath. Don't take God's name in vain. What is taking God's name in vain? Cursing? Using his name in a curse? A lot of people do that. God damn you, they say. Or whatever. Or go to hell. Well, I don't know what they say. But I'm just saying that we cannot use God's name to invoke curses to other people. And you know when you swear, that's what you're doing. You're cursing that person and sending them to hell. You don't have authority to send people to hell. Only God has that authority. But you know what? That means we lack the respect for God. We don't understand who he is, and we don't know him. But never fear. Jesus is here. He died that you might go to heaven. The problem is you have to ask him, Jesus, come into my heart. If you hear this message today and you want to know this Jesus that I'm talking about, repeat after me. Jesus, come into my heart. I need you, Lord. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know the Ten Commandments. I don't know what you expect of me. And I know that I am a sinner because you said all men are sinners. And Lord, only you can save me from myself. And Lord, I ask you to come into my life, change me, give me a new direction, show me what it is that you want me to do. And Lord, help me to do it, what you ask. And Lord, I give you praise, honor, and glory. I forgive anyone who have hurt me or whatever path that I've been through, that I went through, whatever it is, and I cannot forgive that people, but right now I do because you asked me to. You forgave me, and now I forgive others. And I thank you, Lord, for salvation. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your love, Father God, and I will serve you. I give my mind to you. I give my body to you. I give my will to you. I submit my will to you, Father God, that you can use me in this time. And Lord, I give you praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Friends, if you said this prayer and you really meant it, can you let me know? I would love to know that you came to the Lord. That would make God so happy. The Bible says that when one person comes to Jesus, all the angels rejoice. And you know how many angels there are in heaven? Millions upon millions upon millions. And all of them is so happy when just one person comes to the Lord, the saving knowledge of Jesus. And if you need healing, say, Lord, heal me, God. Heal my body, heal my eyes, heal my legs. Heal me because you are the healer. I am the God that healeth thee, the Bible says. And he is. Amen and amen.